Hi everyone, it's Mandy here and welcome to Success Love Speed, the summit, and Yachting International Radio, who are also hosting this amazing event. While I interview some of the most inspirational characters I've met in my journey around the world, and today is someone very close to my heart who I absolutely adore, and it's Hazel Moore. She's been a spiritual advisor for 40 years. And in the last 4 years has moved particularly into money mindset and helping people thrive instead of just survive. And she is doing an incredible job. But without further ado, Hazel, I'll get you to introduce yourself. Who are you? What's your story? Why are you here?
Hello, Amanda. Well, firstly, I'm here because you invited me. And I, as Amanda said, my name is Hazel and I currently live in England. And for 4 decades or more, I've been a spiritual teacher of higher consciousness. And then, about four and a half years ago, I stepped into the financial world. So learning about all things money orientated. And that came about because I understood the changing tides on this planet. And it leads us to today, doesn't it? Where everything is more than inside out and upside down. And I realized that even those people of higher consciousness and deeper spiritual understandings need money in order to be supported within this system that we're all born into. And so, yeah, my journey took a kind of a dog leg and I went down the route of finances, which leads me to today, where I am focused on showing people how to get out of survival mode, how to get out of debt, and how to really become sovereign beings. Because unless and until you are financially free, you cannot be empowered on this planet in human form. It's just not possible because money, unfortunately or fortunately, rules the day.
Absolutely. So for people that are starting out, what do you think would be the best secrets to your success? Is it something a decision you made? Is it a practice you adopted? Was it a choice to become dedicated to learning about the money? What do you think are the main secrets to your success, Hazel?
The main secret is to align with the creative force, which is what religion calls God. And until you are aligned with that creative force, as much as you can be within a 24-hour period, you will not fulfill your pathway. You'll go down many, many, many rabbit holes only to feel as though you take 2 steps forward and 3 steps back. So aligning with the Godhead is number one, because when you are aligned with that creative force that runs through your crown, down through your nervous system, you will potentially and usually have a dysregulated nervous system, which means that you've got trauma locked in you that needs looking at, and they are the kinks and the knots that prevent that flow of light. And it is light, that's not a metaphor, it is light. And it prevents that light flowing right through down to the tips of your toes. And everything goes ski-whiff and we create chaos in the world unless we are aligned. And we've only got to look at the circumstances to show how much of our collective shadow has come up like flotsam on the ocean for us to look at. And the second thing is to use your intelligence, which is part of the Godhead, to understand the earth, the system, and the way it operates. So my success, if you like, is a moment by moment thing. It's never permanent and it is supported wholly on me being aligned with that creative force. So That's it, really, because when you're aligned with the creative force through your heart, you start to see things that other people do not see. You start to hear things that other people do not hear, because you're on that higher frequency. God is consciousness, and everything is consciousness. Even stones have consciousness. So we are all conscious, which means we are all of God. And yeah, it's understanding and unfolding in that manner. It's a process. Nobody gets there overnight. And it is an ongoing journey, lifetime after lifetime.
So I'm definitely aligned with what you're saying, because actually we met doing a trauma course, and I was in a state of post-traumatic stress. And I remember saying to you, I don't think I can do this course. I think I need a session with you. I don't even know what you do. And working with you, I started learning about the nervous system and how to realign myself. What I think many people listening to would like to know is, how does one start to align with God? Because I was actually talking to my group that I coach last night about the power of communication and the words we choose. And I was saying to them that actually I probably didn't really understand the true meaning of the word alignment until about 3 years ago, because I was coming from a nursing background. So I would align bones and I would align the body, but I didn't really have any idea of how to align with God or myself or the Creator. So where do you even start?
Well, the first things that I teach my students are very, very simple, and that is to stand correctly in a very precise way, which means upright and so on. So it's a technique that I use, and it is almost instant that people feel that force of God flow through them. And, you know, it comes from top to bottom. It's not circular. It's up and down. It's straight lines, the Godhead energy. So the first thing I do when I'm working one-on-one is I get people to stand correctly, and then I adjust their posture, and then they start to feel that creative force flow through them in a very visceral way. And that's important because it's tangible, it's palpable. And then they go away, obviously, and they practice that, and it's not so precise, and they come out a little bit of alignment. But the principles of God and aligning with that consciousness, the four pillars are peace, love, joy, and courage. They are the principles of God consciousness. That is the default level of character traits, if you like, to live from. Now, a lot of people come to me and they say they are peaceful, and I look at their energy and I just have to smile. What they're doing is thinking they are peaceful, but their body consciousness, which is a different language, is far from peaceful, because they've got that dysregulated nervous system. So at a very physical level, people are out of alignment. So that is the work to do first, to become peace. You feel the change. I can do it now, just in this second, and I can feel more of the Godhead flow through me. I can be love, and then I can express that love, which is joy. Joy is the expression of love. And if you have love within you, but you don't express it, you become stuck, because it flows out into the world. That is love. Love is of the Godhead, and it flows through us out into the world. If we hang on to it, it becomes possession, which is what a lot of people call love. Possession is control. So we've put a boulder there. We're stopping that love flowing for many, many reasons, because of fear or whatever. And you'll find a lot of people in a relationship, the love turns into possession, which shows up as jealousy and, you know, all of that. So that is stopping that flow. So they're the clues to look for. Another thing that I get my students to look at is their relationship with what they believe the word God means, and what it brings up in them, what it triggers in them. If the word God, or, you know, if you're in a different religion, you might use Allah and all of those things. If that brings up a negative reaction in your belly, then we need to look at that word God, what it means to you, and clean that up, because you will find that it's based on lies of what you believe God is. So that's just a few things. So the first thing is to stand correctly, get your posture right, literally, and just stand correctly. But you do need a practitioner to help you with that. You know, it's not easy to do that on your own and feel that energy flow through you. Then understand the four cornerstones, the four pillars of that level of consciousness. And that will then unfold, because you'll start to see things you didn't see before. You'll start to have huge insights into the human psyche that come from that closeness, that alignment with God. And then it's to unfold in all of that. So that's where people start, and get a name for God that resonates with your body. It must resonate with your body, otherwise you haven't hit the right address. And what I mean by resonate is it fills you with strength, which is God. Humans do not have strength. Humans brace themselves. Okay. Strength is it's got no really motion to it. It's a feeling of, I'm here, let's do this. You know, no overreacting or anything. That flows through you. And then, you know, courage is the same. Courage comes from being aligned with God. So I'm losing my train of thought a little bit, Manda. Can you get me back?
No, you're bang on. Because, and you described it so eloquently as well, because the next question I had was to dis-shelve the whole God thing. You know, when you said we need to speak to God and pray to God and align with God, people, I think automatically, many people imagine that they have to go to a church and get on their hands and knees and repent and all of that jazz. And giving people that freedom to call God whatever you want, so some people resonate with Source or I Am or just this universal power. So thank you for making that easier to understand, that it doesn't have to be God if you don't want to use the word God. And then...
Yeah, the main thing is, Manda, that the word that you use is sacred. It is holy ground. And although it can be fun and laughter, it is still holy ground. Mm. And I'm very, very emphatic about that, that there are things in this world that are sacred, that are holy, and your relationship with God is the ultimate. And it must resonate in the body. If you do not get a resonance, then you are not connected to that Godhead. And it really is simple, because it just means you get a feeling in your body, you know, either of anger, if you're angry with God, or of love, which is a softness and you feel expanded, or you tingle all over, which is the divine intelligence in the cells of your body reacting to your words and telling you your body is connected with truth. Because only God is the ultimate truth. And your body, through that tingle, is telling you that. You can't make that happen. You can't pretend, you know, about that. So that's the ultimate yardstick, if you like, that you are connected. But you're only connected in that moment until the next moment and the next moment. So it's a constant balancing act between the divinity, the Godhead in you, and the human you, the mind, which people find very difficult. Because as you and I both know, Manda, once you start that slippery slope of thinking too much, you're completely out of touch with the Godhead in those moments.
I think one of the most useful things you taught me too was to do something that sounds so easy and it's not, is to just stop thinking for 5 seconds, you know?
Yes. That's that. Yeah. I remember we did that a lot. And I just said, you just stop.
You may laugh, yeah, but try and just stop thinking for 5 seconds. And I used to do it while I was walking, and I'd be like, I wonder if I can just get to that lamppost without a thought. And you may laugh and think that I've got a really active, overactive mind, which I did in the past. But it's actually harder than it looks, you know. So start giving yourself that time to, as I say, calm the farm and see if you can make it between lampposts without thinking. And as Hazel said so beautifully, like get conscious of your body and stand up straight and get some help with a practitioner and ask and for help. Yeah. And say, I am joy, I am peace, I am courage. And I know it's something I do every day, and especially when I'm feeling out of sorts. And when Hazel said before she could feel it immediately, I felt it too, you know. And sometimes we just stop to take control of ourselves and to actually just calm the farm and regain that clarity, which I get through, you know, the work Hazel just described. So, and it really, you don't have to spend hours. You don't have to go to a class. You can just do
it. You don't have to meditate either, Manda. It is moment by moment. When I first started out on my journey all those years ago, every moment, before I knew what I know now, you know, consciously, and be able to dot the I's and cross the T's, every moment I used to put my hand on my heart and just say out loud, be at peace, be at peace. But I didn't say, be at peace, be at peace, be at peace. It was on that vibration, be at peace. And you know it's true, because when people are at peace, I see all green coming out of their auric field. You cannot make that happen. This is the biggest thing I get on my soapbox about, Manda. People are adamant when they come to me that they are at peace. But it's knowing the difference between the mind and the heart. People are cut off from the neck down. A lot of people are. Reiki masters, therapists, all across the spectrum, you know. But yeah, like you say, it's lovely to see you and how you have unfolded into the spirit that is you.
Well, I had some really good mentors, and think I've got a lot to thank you for too, because no, I hadn't found it that simple. You know, I was getting up at 4 a.m. I was, you know, I had a hectic work schedule, flying all over the world and big meetings. And then I had, you know, lots of post-traumatic stress that we all have, you know, the things I hadn't looked at. And I was trying to force myself to meditate. And then I had to do the yoga. And I was trying to tick all these boxes. And none of it was like, I wasn't actually stopping to just embody peace, love and courage, as you've described. And it really is a game changer.
That's right. And you know, to have PTSD is not to be underestimated. It is a huge shock to the nervous system. And the truth is, you know, nothing heals until you face it. And nothing goes away until you heal it. I prefer to say like a line, but heal, yeah. And nothing can be healed, you know, until you are at peace with it and you love it. That's it. We have to love and be at peace, which is God consciousness, with everything that has gone before the 8th of September 2020. And that's it, you know, and it's a moment by moment thing. Truly, it is. It's living now. And you can even, for me now, as I say those words, I can tune into my central nervous system and I can see all the little nerves and the villi, and they're all flowing nicely. You know, it wasn't always that way. They were often like this, you know, traumatized. But it truly, it's the journey of a lifetime, of many lifetimes. But we've all got to make that journey and get back to the Godhead to save our world. It's that simple. And, you know, that leads me on to another thing I like to get on my soapbox about is we cannot save our world, because really we need to change it. And we cannot change it by fighting, by using vitriolic words against the system that is. We need to find a solution and literally turn our backs on the old, which I believe is what the Christ meant when he said, turn the other cheek. We cannot change the financial system, for example, Manda, which leads in nicely, but we can become part of a new financial system and take our power away from the old corrupt system. And that is happening right now. And if people call that too good to be true, or it's a scam or whatever it is, they're going to be left behind if they continue to put faith and trust in the banking system as it was. I say as it was because I'm very rarely in that banking system. So, and that's how we're going to change our world and bring people to that state of peace within themselves. Then we can all go forward together. I love it. I just can see it all. It's happening. There are thousands upon thousands of people who live the way I live, with a regulated nervous system, peace of mind, and a generous heart. There are thousands upon thousands of us, and it's already happening, but it's happening underground in the shadows. Because if we were doing it blatantly and obviously, the governments and the powers that be get wind of that and they stomp on us. So that's my take, Manda. That's my experience.
Oh, such great advice. And I think if anyone wants to know more, if anyone's been really inspired by this, which I think many of you will be, and you'd like to follow Hazel, we'll put all her details below. She has so much to offer and some wonderful, wonderful information on the financial system and the money mindset and how to really align with yourself, with your God consciousness, and then apply that to money and success as well, because it all does become one beautiful oneness.
Yeah, so, and it's uncomplicated. It's simple. It really is uncomplicated when you sort it all out. And like, for example, in just what, 30 minutes, you know, I've explained what I've taught thousands of people to do, and it is almost instant. Aligning with God only takes a lot of time if you've got too much resistance, and resistance means control. And basically, essentially, that means you want to control the life force, and it's not possible. It's madness. Yeah, but it's uncomplicated.
Yeah, sounds like a waste of time. It's like trying to swim up the river against the current rather than turning around and flowing back down.
It's true, Manda. We're not salmon, are we? We don't have to swim upstream.
Oh, what a great tagline. We're not salmon. I love it. Thanks so much, Hazel. It's been beautiful having you on the show. And we'll put all Hazel's details below. Thanks so much for watching. Thanks so much for being on the show, Hazel. And this has been the Success Love Speed Summit and Yachting International Radio. So thanks very much to Hazel Moore. And we'll see you all soon.
Thank you.